Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely day. It is warm here. Too warm yesterday. I don't know if I should say that, though, right? Because it was a very long winter, so I'm not going to complain about it being warm. It's all good. But yesterday, on Monday, I was busy chatting with my mom on the phone and, you know, finding out what's going on in her world and catching up and everything. And I look outside, and in the distance, I see my Longhorn Diva cow, Annabelle. She's so pretty. And it looks like there's a calf running beside her. And I'm like, huh, gotta go, Mom, gotta go check. Because Annabelle is old. Bless her little heart. She's 19 years old, give or take, and thought she was retired. She didn't have a calf last year, and so she's our pretty pasture ornament. Annabelle loves getting her picture taken. I've always thought I should create workshops around diva energy and how to be like Annabelle, because she's awesome. But she's getting old. She no longer, you know, helps herself to Bale Buffet like she used to, and, you know, she's just slowing down. Getting a little crankier in menopause, I guess. So I thought. And so we didn't even get her preg checked because, you know what, it's Annabelle. If she has a calf, we'll bottle feed it and deal with it. And so I go zipping out there on the quad. And sure enough, Annabelle has a calf. And so I had to bring them in. And it wasn't exactly easy, but it wasn't really hard because Annabelle went so far, and then she did really well, and then she got cranky, which, I mean, we get it, right? When you get to that advanced age, you don't always want to do what you're told, and, you know, that's how it manifests. She'd shake her head at me with those big, beautiful horns, and Annabelle's not mean. I'm not worried about getting run over. I am worried about her accidentally clanking me in the head with the horn. I mean, it would be my fault. She knows where her horns are. Anyways, it took a lot of swearing. But I managed to get Annabelle and her baby into the corral. And then I'm like, okay. So I go and I mix up the bottle with the colostrum in it because I think the baby might have got a drink from Annabelle, but she's so trying hard. It's a little girl. She's adorable. But there's just nothing happening. Like, nothing's coming out. So then I got it all mixed up, and I went out there, and Annabelle was separate. Baby went into one piece of the corral, and Annabelle was in a separate piece, and I'm like, yeah, I can, like, do this, because Annabelle won't be here getting upset, because I wasn't sure. She was crusty, and so I wasn't sure how it would go, right? And I wanted to concentrate on the baby. Seriously, I actually, while I was bringing her in case I had an accident, I had a friend on the phone so she could call 911. This is what you have to do when you're a cowgirl by yourself, right? Anyway, she got to hear my swearing. Sorry. Anyways, got Annabelle in, got the baby separated, and I went to try to give the baby the bottle, and she is feisty. Holy hay crops. She must have got something, because, man, is she feisty. And she got herself backed into a corner, which I thought was good, but then she got too far and she was stuck, and I couldn't get her to drink the bottle. I tried, and I didn't want to try, like, I tried and tried, and then I thought, I don't want to go too far, so I was trying to get her unstuck, and it just wasn't working. I started to panic, called my husband to calm me down, called a friend to come and help me, and here's what I know about myself. When I call a friend to come and help me, it neutralizes my energy in a way, and I can calm down and focus. And usually I manage to solve the problem before the friend gets here. So I always, like, if they say, oh, I'm going to be a few minutes, I'm like, great. Take your time. Like, don't come right this second, because I know this about myself. And sure enough, I was able to be calm and gently guide her and get her out of her little stuck predicament place. And called my friend back and said, thank you, but you don't have to come over. I got it done. Anyways, tried to give her bottle. No luck. She is feisty. And so by this time, it was hot, and I was, like, soaked. I know, too much information, but that's how it went. And so I gave Annabelle some oats and just walked away because I knew my husband wasn't going to be late. And so he gets home, and we mix up a new fresh bottle, and he also brings the drench bag. So the drench bag, you actually put it in their tummy for them. I can't do it. I worry too much. And so that's what he had to do because she just was feisty and just couldn't focus. And so that all happened Monday, and he had to drench her again yesterday twice. And then this morning, yay, she finally sucked the bottle. And so we're going to keep on with that and keep bottle feeding Annabelle's baby twice a day. She's so cute. And I actually put the picture on my Facebook page, so you want to check out the cuteness and have your day a little better, go check out Annabelle and her baby. I haven't picked a name yet, but I'll get on that. I have lots of great suggestions on there. Even though it's a challenge, it made my day brighter. And that is kind of the point of my story. Things are crazy. I shouldn't say it that way. I'm struggling to understand and process what's going on in the world with the children and immigration and the U.S. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe in 2018 this is happening. And we struggle because we don't get it. And it's good that we don't get it because it's atrocious. But where it can be sticky is we don't know what to do about it. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know. I even thought, like, do I even do a radio show this morning with everything that's going on there? I just, like, who am I to just get on the radio show and talk about intentions and manifesting and signs when these atrocious things are happening? But then I reminded myself, these atrocious things happen all over the world. It does feel bigger because it's in the U.S. and there are our neighbors and allies, although President is mad at Canada right now, so I don't know. It's interesting. So I belong to a lot of U.S. associations with my hypnotherapy and my ministry and all of that stuff. And I have to tell you, I have some things due by June 30th, and his opinions about Canada right now have affected my desire to even pay these memberships and be part of it. Even though I know the groups that I belong to don't have anything to do necessarily with what's going on, it does affect how the country is being perceived by people not in there, right? And it is. I haven't paid them yet, and I don't know that I want to. It's interesting. I was completely fascinated by how the energy of that is affecting me personally. And then you add after that what's going on now with that whole immigration thing that is horrifying. And I had to sit down with myself and sort out the energies of it. I mean, the memberships and stuff are in California and Arizona And I mean, California was definitely a blue state. I don't know. It's interesting. But I don't want to punish the people. Like, it's hard. It's interesting what it brings up for you. And my point is, pay attention to your own stuff. Get journaling about it, because it gives you amazing insight into yourself. Amazing insight. Now, I will pay them, and I know this. I'm going to struggle through it, how I feel about it all, because, yeah, right? You know, as a Canadian sitting here in Alberta on my pretty little ranch, what can I do to support the people that are rallying against what's happening? I've been thinking about that all morning, too. And I can absolutely send them supportive, good energy, because that's what I do and what I'm amazing at. Absolutely. It might not have, like, a validation or the satisfaction of, like, being there and participating, but that is not a reality for me at this time. And so think about that. And don't get discouraged, and don't beat yourself up over not being able to do anything right at this moment. Pay attention, because there could be opportunities later, right? Like I said, I actually thought, who am I to even do a radio show this morning? Who am I not to, though? So, yes, you're going to hear about my energy clearing program that I'm working with, because it's just phenomenal. And, yes, I know some of you are very interested, and I will. I just have to sort out some of my experiments with it yet. So my first group of testers, it's clients that I've had for a very long time, phenomenal results, like blowing my mind. I'm pretty happy about that. For myself, whoa. For example, this morning, I, in the past, would have not done a radio show because, again, who am I to talk about this stuff when the world's going through such tumultuous times? And then I took a breath and said, who am I not to? I know what my mission is in this world. It's to empower people and support them and help them understand themselves so they can make good choices, so they can live a life that's fulfilling for them. And it's not up to me to judge anyone's journey. I do hope that all this stuff that's going on is going to bring change that's needed. I don't know what that looks like, but I am going to send out the intentions and the energy of supporting those that do know what has to happen and those that do have the ability, the ambition, the pull, the power, all of that to get the situation changed so the right thing happens. That's what I've decided to do. Whether it's helpful, not helpful, at this point, I don't know what else to do, so that's what my choice is. And that's my point to all of you. Don't beat yourself up over these things, because that's not helping. That's not helping. Craziness. Okay, so let's talk about intention, signs, and manifesting. So I'm getting huge lessons on how clearing negative energy and getting things booted out of your energy creates amazing space for signs. So one thing that I was pondering was changing accountants. Just the way things have been going with our current situation is not working for me and my husband, my family. It's just not working. I'm dealing with audits all the time, and we've asked questions, and we're not getting the right answers. I have to say, dealing with this last audit, I'm totally delighted with the people we're dealing with Canada Revenue. They have clarified so much for us that we had actually asked our accountant, and didn't get the right answers. And so I'm done. And I had someone in mind, and so I contacted her, and we have an appointment set up for July, and she is going to be able to answer all my questions, and we're going to get this straightened out. It's the energy of the situation is one of those where we are not important enough. We aren't a top priority. The customer service, not delighted with it. The first time we got audited, they helped us, and they totally screwed it up, and we paid them a fair chunk of change to do this. We had to redo it and appeal because when they screwed it up, we got rejected, and the accountant told us we wouldn't win, that we should do this, 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 because we're not going to win. And we're like, we don't want to do that. That doesn't fit our goals and needs. And so we didn't. And we did win the appeal. Because we're not doing anything we shouldn't. Although, as I say that, maybe we are, because we keep getting this audit thing happening. And so I'm, you know what? So when I cleared all my energy and the energy of my businesses and the energy of our ranch, the energy of Brent stuff, I have attracted phenomenal people to help me with my goals in that area. I had an amazing meeting with a bank yesterday because I'm going to change my Psychic Cowgirl Reverend Shannon business to this bank, because the bank I'm currently dealing with, they change credit card companies, and now they're charging me all these extra fees that I don't need to have. And I actually, it was a 4-H issue that I ended up calling this bank, although that's the ones I had in mind. Just some other things have popped up where I need to have access more than I do, because my current bank is only in Alberta, and I need to have something that's across Canada. And anyways, I had called about a 4-H issue, and the lady was phenomenal. We connected so well that, yeah, I was in there yesterday after talking to her, Friday, to get these changes happening. And she's going to teach me some stuff. I'm going to teach her some stuff. It's such a beneficial relationship, and I know it comes from clearing all that negative energy. And so when I'm doing my follow-ups on my test people, this is what's happening. They feel lighter. They feel clearer. Like I said before, I got life tired, and my big dreams got put in the trash can, basically. Guess what? They're back. They're back, and they feel juicier and sizzlier than ever. That makes me happy. And so I'm doing my second round of test subjects. Thanks to my friends for clients for being my guinea pigs, because the next two I have that I'm doing, they have different situations going on than my first groups, my first control group. And so I'm interested to see how this works out for them. So any class I take, any training I get, I practice it on me first. I'm always the first guinea pig to see how it changes things. And then I pick people that I know it would benefit and who I know them and their energy well enough that we can work together to see how it goes. Because I need control groups, I need experiments so that we know what it will do and what it won't do, right? So far, so impressed. So impressed. My mom, she wanted me to work on a sugar addiction for her. She just felt she's addicted. And I said, okay, are you sure, though? I mean, I don't know. She said, yes. And I said, okay. So she didn't know when. And so I did it. Something's really bothering my puppy today. Doesn't he have a big woof? Anyway, she didn't know when. But when she went for supper that evening, she tried the dessert, and she said it tasted way too sweet and just turned her off. And she's like, Shanna must have done it. And she's happy with the results. And the reason I'm going to use her example all the time is because I'm not going to clear anything that you're unsure about. A friend said, oh, the chips tasted too salty. Don't tell me you did that to me. And I'm like, no way. I would never do that to anybody because I love chips. Right? But, and honestly, this energy program is set on intentions, which is why I want to talk about intentions. And if your intention is you don't really want this, your subconscious knows, and my machine won't work. So it's a numbers deal. Like, I get actual number validation when I'm clearing energies. And it won't. It won't give me any numbers. It just jumps around. It's amazing. One big thing I did, the biggest energy clearing I've done is when I did my horses. There was, you know, that big trauma, and we lost a horse, and we don't know what happened, but they busted a big fence. I cleared their fear, and I used myself as an anchor for it. And so this machine gives me numbers. That was the biggest number of anything I've cleared and all the people I've worked on in the last 2 weeks. It was like well over 5 million. And when I went out later to let my horses out, they were different. So here's something interesting. They were skinnier. I don't know. So I do have Friday, the emotional eater, and he was skinnier. Like that emotional energy added a layer to them. And we know this. If we're extra stressed and emotional and we start packing on the weight, even if we don't eat any differently, we know it's energetic weight. And so it's interesting. And they're happier. They're sassier. Friday's a little crankier, but Friday's always cranky. Not always. I shouldn't say that. I have some more experiments to do on them, but I wanted to see how it went first. And because I have a hard time healing energy on my horses because I'm way too attached to the outcome. But with this program I'm using, it's not possible for me to be attached to the outcome. It is what it is. It's a logical, numbers-based energy thing. I know. It's crazy cool. And I'm going to get my testers to write me testimonials. I was talking to someone yesterday that I was working on, and she's like, I feel freaking fantastic. And that's not the word she used, but I will get explicit rating on my radio show if I use it. And wow. And I'd done some clearing energy for one of her family members, and it completely changed his outlook on something. And he felt like there was a situation that he was able to cope with then. Oh, it's just amazing to me. And, you know, this speaks to my inner geek, and it speaks to my warrior part of me that wants people to be cleared of negative energy. And, I mean, I do it with my other healing modalities. This one, though, is just more. I'm excited. This is my last radio show until September. I'm going on hiatus because I have kid stuff. They're done school next week. Yay! This is also the first year in a long time that we're not counting the sleeps till school's done. We just feel chill. And it doesn't mean that crappy things aren't happening to us. It just means that we're less in survival mode and a little more in hopeful mode. And I know some of you know what I'm talking about. So I'm truly excited to share this with you all. The other thing I have to figure out is it is taking me more time and energy than I anticipated it would. Well, actually, I had no idea. I spend probably, at least 5 hours the first time that I do the clearing, and then when I check up on you, it's at least an hour and a half. It's way faster the second time because I'm just checking the energies and the numbers are way low. And so I'm trying to figure out, you know, price points and how much I want to do and how much a person can handle at a time. So far, it's been good, and I've hit the right amount, so yay. But I just have to figure out those details so that I don't have to change it. Because here's the deal. If I don't make it so that there's that energy balance and exchange between my clients and I, we both get frustrated. Because money is simply an energy. And there has to be a balance between the two parties. That's why tradesies and things can get so out of hand when one person starts to feel they're giving more than the other. I have now had good luck with that because I'm a bit of an overachiever and I do give more. And then I get mad. So that's why I always use money. Okay. So I cleared all that energy. I found that I was able to create some intentions. I'm still working on that part, though, because I'm getting so much clarity. But I'm working on the intentions, what I want to do with this program. And I am clear. I just have to put the packages together. Because what I am struggling with is putting into words how this feels. So hopefully my people that are giving me testimonials will help me with that. How do you make your intentions become a reality? Pay attention to the signs. So things will happen. Like my bank lady connection I just made, it was by accident. Basically, I had it in my mind that I needed to go talk to this bank because there was something, the pieces fit with what I wanted, my intention was, and so getting to the universe, like getting to have the universe make it happen for me. And I had the intention set, but I have to tell you, it was a little vague, and then the universe just ran with it. Why? Because I cleared all the negative energy from stuff. Us, me, my family, everything in my world. And so it just flowed together and rolled out. It was so crazy cool. Clearing the negative energy gets rid of the negative self-talk. Or helps you recognize it quicker. Like this morning when I was like, who am I to do a radio show? Who am I not? Right? When you create an intention that's in alignment with your energy, you're going to feel a giddy click. I don't know how else to describe that. It just feels right in every part of your body. But here's the thing. Not every intention or goal is meant to work out. Sometimes it is to take you on a journey of self-discovery and learning that is sticky and uncomfortable, and that is the goal. Even if you don't like it. Even if you don't like it. Because here's what it does. It gives you clarity in a way that we're not comfortable with, but it happens all the time. So let's just get comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? And it clears the space and gives you greater understanding of yourself. And then you can move on to create a different goal. just the way this works. It's just the way this works. And so you can call it a failure, but really, is it? Or is it an intense learning experience? I've had some spectacular failures. They were worth it. Not at the time. As I, you know, sob in the corner. But they were worth it. My spectacular failures happen when I don't trust myself and I decide that somebody else knows better than I do, or I buy into that, and that just doesn't work for me. It shouldn't really, it should not be a surprise to me, but it is. When I decide I need to be a certain way to have a certain success, it's always a failure. I have realized now, though, that my thing is to forge my own path. Now, I can, but then it gets tricky because I can do things the way other people do them as long as my own spin or it suits my intention. I don't know how to explain it always. Because I can do things the way other people do it, to a point. And then sometimes just no. Just no. And, yeah. I also know that one of my missions is to experience all the things I can experience and then share it. And so you might not have that same energy. You might be able to, like, see someone else doing something a certain way and emulate that yourself and be a huge success. Let's talk about Gabby Bernstein. She emulated Marianne Williamson in The Course in Miracles, and she's running with it. Everybody that does A Course in Miracles is, you know, modeling after somebody else because the creators of it were the pioneers, right? But they're a huge success, and it's amazing, and it's beautiful. So don't get caught up in that you can't do it like someone else because you're putting your own energy into it. But you have to put your own energy into it and your own way of thinking and how you present it. Because two people can present the very same topic, and one I'll understand and the other one I won't. And we all need our information, and we have to pick and choose who we're in alignment with to get it from. I know for myself, my goal setting and intentions have to be in a certain way. That sounds vague, I know. If I say that I want to make a certain dollar amount a year, that doesn't always work. That doesn't work for me. My goal setting and intentions have to be more intangible. That I want to... I don't know how to explain it. I get so confused when I'm doing this with my own self because I have to use words like, I wish to see, I'm just drawing a blank. It takes me a while. I do them in September because of all that fresh back to school energy. And it takes me a good 2.5 weeks to come up with some intentions and goals because I have certain energies I need to incorporate in them, and I drive myself a little crazy with it. So if you are doing that to yourself, take a breath. Okay, I know what happens. And so when I'm trying to do this, I get caught up in language, I get caught up in shoulda, woulda, coulda, And so I have to say, okay, I want to set this intention along this, and I have to be, like, just kind of feel the energy of it, and then I walk away, and the universe always gives me signs. I had a song stuck in my head for a whole morning, and it showed up in my Facebook feed twice in the next week. Actually, I went to get it. I didn't even know I had it downloaded on my iPod, and I got in my truck to drive to a wedding to officiate, and it starts playing. I didn't even know it was there. I don't remember downloading it, but whatever. Thank you. When those kinds of things happen, that's the universe trying to give you clarity. Pay attention to those signs. Just get a journal and jot them down. Hummingbirds. I had hummingbirds every day visiting me on my flowers. And then I was shopping at a friend where a friend works, and they had capri pants that have hummingbirds on them embroidered. Guess who had to buy a pair? Guess who's wearing them right now? It was another sign. And so then I grabbed my Stephen Farmer animal book and look up what hummingbird means. And I'm like, oh. I can get so caught up in details and shoulda, woulda, coulda that I totally sabotage myself. Sound familiar? I know. It's easy. It's easy because we have access to so much information. Okay. So, the guided imagery I have chosen for today is a goal fulfillment journey. Because if you're like me and like to set goals and intentions in September, now is a good time to just plant some seeds for yourself so you can spend the summer figuring out what you want. Because summer has that lazy feeling where you want to enjoy sunshine and family and recreational activities. So it's a good time to let yourself off the hook and to ask for clarity. That's an intention I set all the time. And just pay attention to what happens to you. What fires you up? What lights you up? Now, when we're setting intentions and things, I'm not an advocate of follow your passion and everything you do should be pleasant and awesome, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. If you listen to me often, you know that that just makes me roll my eyes, and I'm sure you can all feel it right now. I believe there has to be balance, and I don't mean an even balance. It's juggling. You have to do things you don't like and then balance that with things that you do. At the end of the day, everybody would like to be independently wealthy and only do the things they want to do. But at the end of the day, that's not possible for everybody. And most of us would be bored with that and create havoc and get ourselves into trouble and want attention. And, I mean, let's look at some of the celebrities. Isn't that what happens? So it's not really a realistic goal. But if you can make peace with your life and balancing the things you like with the things that you don't, you can make the peace happen. Does that make sense? Just give yourself an experiment. All right. So let's do the goal fulfillment journey. Shake up your energy. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. Just become aware of your breathing. Put attention there gently. Just settle more comfortably into the support beneath you. Take three big, deep breaths. Three big, deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, if they haven't already, just close your eyes. Remaining focused on the sound of my voice as all the other sounds begin to drift into the background. Good. because they're simply unimportant to pay attention to right now. Just relaxing, relaxing. And even though there's a drifting away from the sound of my voice, there's also a sense of when to come back to it in an easy and effortless way. At this point, as concentration draws to your feet, imagine, get a sense of walking in a place that's very beautiful. And serene. And with every breath, give permission to allow this comforting sensation of walking in beauty through your legs, from your toes to your heels, ankles, knees, and thighs. Become aware of a comfortable sensation walking through the beauty of this place. With every breath, continue to sense even more now the air like a gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around. Through the midsection, the solar plexus, there is a letting go. Becoming even more comfortable as a deep inner calm begins to form. As all of the senses begin to heighten now, and more there is an awareness of all that is around in this beautiful, serene place. Continue to feel even more calm as this comfortable sensation moves through the chest, breathing easily and effortlessly, making way through this place that is very peaceful and secure. Notice the sounds around this place. Listen, the beauty of it all speaks comfort in a special way. Head, neck, and shoulders beginning to give way into comfort, and whatever was piled up there now just slips off in easy release. In a moment or two, begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place, secure and comfortable, taking ownership of this place and this spot of deep comfort, reclining and rejuvenating into an even deeper comfort now. And with each and every breath, comfort now seems to double in strength, in a feeling of all is well swirls around. The warm and gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around even more, comforting and calming, as though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spot in this place, reaching out and reaching toward, and as connection is made, arms, hands, fingers releasing. It is all comfortable and easy. Imagine now, settling into the comfort that awaits in a greater way there. This special spot within this place is a peaceful welcoming. And in a moment now, we'll count backwards from 5 to 0, and we'll reach an even more comfortable imagery state at 0. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. As the door of your imagination opens, begin to allow with any or all the senses what it might be like to be in the experience of the fulfillment of the goal. As if imagining could bring it all to life within. And in doing so, what it's like in this experience. Noticing what's about and all around. It might just possibly, maybe, it could become easier, more effortless. Since in this comfort state right now, to sense yourself doing, being, experiencing the fulfillment of the goal at the end result as though it is here now. Imagining now, how does it feel to be in the doing, in the fulfillment of the goal? If speaking, how does the voice sound? How does it feel to notice about the space around? Moving about, what is that like? In the fulfillment of the goal, the experience is to imagine it positively. Although the experience of fully feeling the goal fulfillment physically, mentally, and emotionally. Just allowing the experience of fully feeling this goal fulfillment. What does it feel like? What is the experience emotionally? Imagining it, notice how it feels as loved ones and friends hear about this goal fulfillment. Become aware of how that feels. And as we come to complete this imagining, what does it mean to have fulfilled this goal? Notice all the feelings. What are the positive benefits? Just take a few moments to relish in that. Feel what you're feeling. Nice breath in. Notice what you're noticing. You're going to notice and feel all those positive benefits. And then you're going to bring back those positives to the here and now. If now to imagine placing the positive feelings and images from this experience in just the right place. With the sense of being at the top of that symbolic staircase, we are going to reinforce all of this with every step down. All those positive images and feelings, we're just going to make them yours. 20. Going down your symbolic staircase. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. 0. All those positive images and positive feelings are yours. They're just in your energy for you to tap into anytime you need. Give yourself a nice breath in and just feel what you're feeling. Enjoy the energy. You got this. You can do this. You're worth it. You're able to now move forward with courage and confidence. As we begin to come up and out now at zero, we are reinforcing all the positives received at this time. And now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Nice. Bringing back what's been important from this journey today. Two, realizing being secure and comfortable in every way, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, alert. Say your first name out loud. How does that feel? So if you need to go back to this, because say you thought of a different goal or an intention and you would like to have this support, because I'm nothing if not a great cheerleader, you can come back to this recording about the last 20 minutes. So if you can, like, move it ahead to about the 40-minute mark, give or take, you can absolutely listen to it again anytime that you need to. And let's make our world a better place for all of us. Do what we can do. I do know if we have strong emotional and physical well-being, we can create change. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be subtle and small, and it can be just within your family. We got this, guys. We sure do. All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and I will probably be doing some replay shows over the summer, replaying some of the most popular ones or the ones that I feel fit the energy of what's going on, because I'm psychic, I can do that. I know. Sassy psychic cowgirl. Other than that, I'm going to wish you all a fabulous summer from this radio show perspective. I will let you all know when I have this energy clearing program figured out and launching it so that we can get started, all those of you that are interested. It will be soon. I'm feeling July. I know. I don't know. Life is such a roller coaster that I'm not going to make any definite concrete plans and goals. I'm just going to do my best. So sending you all a big hug, and enjoy. Enjoy the happy things today. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.